We should. I didn't say intense. We should have an overlay.
I gotcha.
Andrew, where I'm asking him why hexagons, why not octagons?
They don't tessellate, dude.
They don't what?
They don't tile. Like, there's only a few geometric shapes that tile perfectly. Equilateral triangles, squares, rectangles, hexagons.
This would be great stuff. What? And Andrew's worried about the sound.
Hi, podcast listeners. It's Andrew Hahn from Brian Windhorst and the Hoop Collective. For the first time in NBA rank history, LeBron James is not the number one rated player. So who's better, Kawhi Leonard or Giannis Antetokounmpo? Brian, Jackie McMullen, and Kirk Goldsberry found a studio and debated the topic in what we'll call a very spirited discussion. You can find the full video on ESPN's YouTube page. And now here's Brian, Jackie, and Kirk.
Hexagons. You are the king of the hexagon. You made hexagon cool.
Yeah, fair statement. Yeah, all six sides.
I'm so disappointed I didn't make the hexagon cool.
I know.
My life is over as I know it. Does it feel good to be you?
It does. I love it. Dude,
be blue and green again?
We have a good group. I don't think a lot of people realize that. We have a good group. By far the best.
We have a good group, but...
Oh, wow.
I was thinking. It's 2019.
Yeah.
It's not 2016. It's not 2012. It's a new day in the NBA.
Okay.
Who's the best player in the NBA?
Kawhi Leonard.
No, Jackie, that's incorrect. The best player in the NBA is Giannis Antetokounmpo. And it's not particularly close. I'll tell you why. There's three,
it's not close, Jackie.
There's three reasons why it's Giannis.
Okay.
Number one, he's a better offensive player than Kawhi. Number two, he's a better defensive player than Kawhi. And number three, he's 24 years old and just won the MVP.
I'll give you that one. That's all I'm giving you. Okay. So let's take them one by one. Better offensive player? Really?
Yeah.
Are we sure? So are you going, what metric are you using? Offensive, deep play?
Well, he scored more points and he did it at a more efficient rate. And he's the best interior scorer we've had since somebody named Shaquille O'Neal was in his absolute prime. He led the league in paint points and put up more paint points than anybody since Shaq.
Okay.
03, 04, something in there.
Okay, so Kirk, you just spent all morning telling me that paint points no longer matter in the NBA.
No.
We spent a lot of time talking about how the game is going out to the perimeter. And listen, I think Giannis will be the best player. He's just not yet, because he only shoots 25% from the three-point line. As you know, Kawhi Leonard, one of your former players, shoots around 33.3%. But be that as it may, Brian, let's just talk about what happened, shall we? Last year in Game 3 of the Conference Finals. Okay? The Toronto Raptors are down 2-0. Nick Nurse says, you know what? I got to do something. I'm going to put Kawhi on Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
And Kawhi Leonard then proved why he's a better defensive player than Giannis, or maybe a better defensive player than anyone. Would you like to know what happened?
Yes, remind
okay.
me.
Okay. In 41 matchups.
It was a pretty damn big important moment.
It kind of was. In 41 matchups, Giannis took 12 shots, scored 4 points, and had an effective field goal percentage of 16.7%. Let us just say
that, sound like the
that swung things
scored.
The other way. Now, as it went along, Giannis got a little better at being guarded by Kawhi until it came to the all-encompassing deciding Game 6, which is where the best player should shine. I think we agree. 3 shots, 4 points for Kirk's best player in the NBA.
As you know, from your playing days, basketball is a team game.
Yes,
and
it is.
The Raptors need to be commended for building a superb postseason team that included Marc Gasol, world champion Marc Gasol. It included Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka, phenomenal defender, Pascal Siakam, a phenomenal defender, Danny Green, a phenomenal defender. Give Nick Nurse and all those dudes credit. They shut down Giannis in that series. Nobody deserves more credit than Kawhi. He is a marvelous on-ball perimeter defender. The two stats that make me think that Giannis is even a better defender than Kawhi are the following. Out of 38 players that defended at least 300 shots at the rim last year, that's a lot of the biggest players in the league, he had the best rim protection score. He's the number one rim protector of the volume rim protectors in the NBA. He's a wing.
Right.
He also ranked second in defensive rebounding in the NBA, ahead of Andre Drummond and just below Joel Embiid. This dude is supposed to be a small forward and is blocking shots and getting rebounds. Just remember, a stop isn't a stop until somebody gets the board.
Understood.
The board man gets paid, as some say.
Okay, but here's what I would say about that. And I don't want to disparage Giannis, because right. I think he's a terrific player. But Bud was very smart in the way he used Giannis. He used him as an off-the-ball defender who sagged into the lane and protected the rim just in the way you described. I would argue, quite successfully, I believe, that that's a little easier to do than to guarding some of the best players in the league. By the way, 8 of the last 9 MVPs of the league have been wing players at where Kawhi is guarding guys on the perimeter. Now, Kawhi said himself during the regular season, he was coming back from what we assume was a serious injury. Who will ever know what went on there? That he wasn't probably 100% in terms of his pursuit defensively in the regular season. But I'll say it again. For my best player, right now, not 2 years from now, because your answer will be correct 3 years from now, I want the player, when the game is on the line, when my season on the line, when a trip to the finals is on the line, I want my guy defending then. And he did.
Well, when I don't know what an answer is, and both of you guys have made incredible cases, I'm glad I don't have to adjudicate this myself, I go to the man who has all the answers.
Oh.
And that's Kevin Pelton. Let's hear what he has to say about it.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin Pelton. Who's the best player in the NBA?
I mean, Kawhi Leonard, you know, he adds the most to your chances of winning the championship at this point. You see his two-way play in the playoffs last year.
Really? So not Giannis?
Giannis is great. I mean, it might be Giannis, but he has to prove it at the highest echelons of the playoffs. He wasn't quite the same player in last year's Eastern Conference Finals. Kawhi was the best player in that series, wasn't he?
I'm doing the happy dance over here. Can you see my little happy dance?
Let me say that as a reporter.
Was he drinking? He seemed a little tipsy in that video. I love Kevin. I'm so worried about
him. He was walking out of a bar where he did have quite a bit of alcohol.
Yeah.
Are you really going to disparage Kevin Pelton like that?
I just think I'm a reporter. I'm just reporting. And speaking of that, and I think I'm contractually obligated to bring this up, we're well into this conversation. Mr. Pelton has weighed in. Does LeBron James not merit a part of the discussion?
Also receiving votes. Sorry. Especially based on what happened last year.
Remember that 2 years ago, the last time he was healthy, he had arguably the best postseason run of his career.
I understand.
And he will have now come off the longest rest he's had since he's been a professional basketball player.
Oh, he'll be great. He'll be great. But the setup that he's in, I think it's going to be very difficult for him to shine the way he has. I mean, for one thing, when you put Anthony Davis on a team, you have to learn to play around him. But Anthony Davis is going to be learning to play around LeBron at the same time. There is going to be a learning curve with the Los Angeles Lakers that I believe will affect LeBron's productivity.
Let me add one more thing. Tried and true basketball cliche. The best ability is availability. And I would say this hurts both Kawhi and LeBron in this discussion. Both of these guys have missed significant time in the past couple of seasons. And that's part of this discussion. LeBron, to his credit, has been the most durable superstar of my lifetime.
Played 82 games 2 years ago.
Which was a huge mistake,
apparently.
I think it's fair to, with his age at 34, 35, it's fair to question, okay, are we gonna revert back to 82 game LeBron? Are we gonna start seeing load management LeBron? Or worst case scenario, are we gonna start to see, wearing down LeBron, orthopedic LeBron, muscle tear LeBron?
Orthopedic LeBron.
No, Cabernet LeBron's my favorite.
Cabernet LeBron.
Well,
but I will say this too. We never count out LeBron for all sorts of reasons, but in terms of load management, Kawhi, they've already said, the Clippers have, and Kawhi has as well, that he's not going to play 60 games this season coming up. He's going to play more. There was reasons for the way that was done in Toronto.
If he's healthy. We'll see.
He missed time.
Aren't you being a little snarky over there?
Now, what do we do here? We go to Kevin Pelton.
Again, I love Pelton.
Oh, man.
Kevin, what about LeBron?
Again, he's got to prove it. Like, he's 34
LeBron
years
has to
old.
Prove it?
He's 34 years old. He's shown in the past that he can be a different player in the playoffs than the regular season, but we didn't see that last year because he didn't even make the playoffs.
All right, KP, thanks.
Wow.
He's walking a straight line.
He was kind of stumbling, I thought.
He's walking a straight line.
He seems a little more sober.
He has to prove it?
That was an interesting
I would take argue, I would take umbrage with
the
that.
The dude, the decade has just ended. The dude was in the finals 8 years in a row this decade, won three finals MVP in two different uniforms in very different situations. He doesn't have anything to prove. If there's anything about LeBron, he's proved it all. It's gravy time for LeBron.
There's one thing we can agree on.
Yeah.
One thing he may prove is that he should have been involved in the first part of this conversation.
We'll see.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here. I don't want to see you anymore. Ha! I'm done.
Man, I can
I'm
do
off the clock.
Like, we don't have other things to do?
Jackie, you did nail me with that. There's nothing you can say.
Where are you going to get that Cabernet?